How many of y'all have ever read Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew? No teachers, no little Janet, you did?
Yes.
Yeah, I could, yeah. You didn't, you don't seem very happy about it, huh? Well, you know, I kind of coined that phrase and said taming of the tongue. Taming of the tongue is my message this morning in James 3:1, 2, and 3. And teachers, don't take this personal. It says, my brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers, because we know that we teachers will be judged more strictly. We all make mistakes often, but those who don't make mistakes with their words have reached full maturity. Like a bridled horse, they can be controlled. They can control themselves entirely. Like a bridled horse. Anyone rides horses here? No? No? Well, one thing that's for sure, if you put a piece of metal in a horse's mouth and you pull hard on one side, that horse is going to go that way, and you pull it to the left, the horse is going to go that way. It's just, it hurts, right? Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should put pieces of metal inside of us and give the reins to God and say, look, God, direct us where you want us to go. Pretty drastic. You know, we're all subjected to the same curse. But we can turn that curse into a blessing. In the verse that I just read in James, I'd like to go on in James to the 10th verse. Blessing and cursing come from the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, it just shouldn't be this way. It just shouldn't be this way. We all have to tame that tongue, right? We all have to get a handle on that tongue so we don't say things that will be destructive or things that we'll live to regret for years to come. All of us are subjected to the same curse of an unbridled tongue. So let's practice. Let's practice bridling that tongue. Let's practice sharing positive blessings with the same organ that spouts out curses can be a gift from God to share blessings. So go in peace and know that God is with each and every one of us during our times of need. He's with us when we're happy. He's with us when we're sad. Share the blessings of a good tongue. Tame that tongue. Let us pray.